Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Kevin Werbach is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin's a new friend. He's a professor of legal studies and business ethics at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Pretty serious credentials there. Founder of a technology consulting firm, Supernova Group. He's advised the FCC and the Department of Commerce on communication policy. He's the author of an outstanding new book that I think you're going to want to know about, The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust. The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust. Folks, I know you're nodding your head. You've heard this, some of this before, but he's here to make us smarter about it. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I'm really proud that you wrote the book. I want to take this segment to establish the reason for blockchain before we get into the nuts and bolts of blockchain, which you're as good at as anybody that I know, and connecting it to trust. I'd like to establish the reason why it's necessary, and I'll set you up by saying this: all humans are analog. We're not the least bit digital. And one thing that I know about humans is we require trust. Everything we do, some element, whether it's micro or macro, everything we do has some basis in trust. We require that, and yet we're moving into an age that where trust is having a difficult time finding a foothold that we can recognize. Now, that's my opening statement. What do you think about that?
Completely agree, and that's why I focused the book on trust. The big challenge that we have in the whole blockchain and cryptocurrency world, frankly, is that everyone has gotten too fixated on the surface manifestations. And, you know, it's important. Bitcoin is an important thing. There certainly has been a lot of money raised and invested and speculating on all these cryptocurrencies. But we've got to start at the beginning. And the beginning is really the question you asked. What's the phenomenon here? What's new? What's important about it? And it really all comes back to trust. We all need trust in transactions. You know, someone wants to sell you something, or someone wants to buy something for you on credit. You've got to make a decision. Do you trust that person? And trust fundamentally is more than just formal verification. It's more than just can I get a credit score from someone? Because, you know, trust is ultimately a kind of leap of faith. It's your judgment that even though you're not certain that the person is trustworthy, you think it's worthwhile to deal with them. And, you know, I talk about this some in the book, but there's actually lots and lots of research in several different domains that the societies that have strong trust, strong belief that interactions will be trustworthy, are much better performing economically, socially, by any dimension.
Another way of saying, yeah, in the West, we have the rule of law. That's another way of saying that.
Exactly. Well, but it's more than just the laws. It's people's confidence that the laws will be enforced. So
that's right.
Everyone knows we have a tremendous crisis of trust in society, and there's plenty of data to back that up. I show some statistics from a group called the Edelman Group that does these major surveys on trust every year. Failure of trust in companies, failure of trust in governments, failure of trust in the media, other institutions. So that gets us to blockchain. So that gets us to blockchain. It's like, how do we produce a kind of trust where you can't trust the intermediary? Mm-hmm. If you don't trust your bank, then how can you trust how much money you have or your interaction with other parties?
One of the things, before we get to that, I want to get into blockchain in the next segment. But before we get to that, I want to dwell just a little bit on this. I think it's important that all of us realize that we literally live and have lived for 10,000 years in the medium of trust. We're like a fish. You know, a fish doesn't know he's in water till you take him out. And we don't realize that we've been swimming in a medium of trust and variations on that trust until you take us out. And when you take and when we enter the digital age, that's when we start coming out of that medium of trust. I give the example of Og and Gog. 10,000 years ago, they just beat each other up for what they had. And finally, Gog was the little guy. He dropped his weapon and held his hand up and he said, "Hey, why don't we do business instead of fighting?" At that moment, trust was born, and we built on that ever since. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. But we all know this intuitively. You know, your relative comes to you and says, I need some money. You know, will you give me a loan? You don't say, well, okay, let me pull up your FICO score and let me sort of do some risk modeling. That's trust, right? And what I talk about in the book is
Kevin, because I got to go to a break here. I know we think about it, but I don't think we're as conscious of it. I think it's so intuitive that we're not as conscious of it as we're going to have to be if we're going to create something called digital trust, which is where you come in, and we'll talk about that after the break. We're going to talk about blockchain, folks. Kevin Werbach's book is all about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.